We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chaf Gimel Sif Ches. Says the Mechaber, Kos Sheshasa Bo Inu Yehudi, a cup which a non-Jew drank from, Mutter Lahadicho L'Divrei Hakol. You are allowed to wash it on Shabbos. Why would you think that you wouldn't be allowed to wash it? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you would think that we're talking about a cup which had wine in it, and since if a non-Jew touches the wine, it is now prohibited for a Jew to touch it. So maybe since this cup has prohibited item in it, you cannot drink from it. And washing it now allows you to drink from that cup, which would be considered tikkun mana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not the case. Only if the cup itself is prohibited would allowing you to use it be called tikkun mana. But since the cup itself is really permissible, you just can't drink it because there's something inside of it, so washing it out is not considered to be tikkun mana. And says the Mishnah Berurah, even if there are pieces of bread in that cup, which you cannot eat, you're allowed to move the cup as well. It's not a basas ladavar aser because the little pieces of bread are batel to the cup. The Trumas Adeshin, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, says that you're also not allowed to be Mevatel Isser on Shabbos because that is also considered to be a tikkun of that item. Siv Tes. Mutter L'Shafshef HaKelem B'chol Davar. You're allowed to rub the utensils with any item. Chutz Miklei Chesef B'gar Takan, except for silver with this special item. Shehu Shimer Yayin Shenishtapshu V'Niskashu V'Neshu Machay V'Klei Chesef Shehu Rach, because it rubs off a layer of the silver. So anytime you will be actually rubbing off a part of the item through the cleaning, it is going to be prohibited. And therefore, say the poskim that using some steel wool or something like that, if it is the case that using it will rub off from the object, so then it is going to be prohibited. This will probably fall into the category of memachik. Sif Yud. You can't use salt in order to clean items, the utensils, because the salt itself begins to disintegrate when you rub it strongly, and it would be like crushing snow and ice, which we saw is prohibited, so doing that to the salt is going to be prohibited as well.